I'm just telling you that those people are not in that body. Their spirit, if they're a Christian, they are an eternal being and they are in heaven with Jesus immediately.
Thank you for listening to Encouraging Moments with Bobby Williams.
How to cope with the loss of a loved one. If you have lived long enough, you probably have lost someone who passed away, and you may be struggling with missing them. You may be experiencing moments of crying and depression, sadness, loneliness, disbelief, and more. Living and dying is a part of this life, but the Bible is clear that as Christians, we have a great hope for our future because of what Jesus Christ did on the cross for us. I pray today's message will bring you a new hope, peace, and assurance you need to overcome the loss in your life through Jesus Christ. And I hope that I will be able to give you some steps to take that will help ease the pain and the hurt and the loneliness and the depression of losing this loved one that you loved so much. This should be a great uplift for you today. The first thing I want to tell you is that we need to all take all of our hurts to God. If you're a Christian, God hears your prayers, and He knows your hurt. So continue to communicate with Him. Continue to be in Him and of Him, because He holds the keys to life after death. He holds the keys to the resurrection, to paradise and heaven for your loved one. And so He holds also your heart in His hands, and He wants to comfort you and love you and take care of you. Well, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, anything that comes out of my heart or out of my lips, let it be glorifying and edifying to You, Father, and inspirational and encouraging to this audience in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, let's go to John 11. I hope you have your Bible with you. I want to read the story of Jesus Christ raising Lazarus from the dead. So I'm going to give you the background. Let's go to John 11, verse 1, and I'm going to start in the beginning, the first verse of that, so that we can get a background here. Now, a man named Lazarus was sick. He was from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. So the sisters sent word to Jesus, "Lord, the one you love is sick." Jesus loved this man so much, and the disciples knew it, his sisters knew it, and so they called, and Jesus was in another town, and He could have come right away. And His disciples said in verse 12, "Lord, if he sleeps, he will get better," because Jesus said to him in the earlier verses, Jesus had been speaking of death, but the disciples thought He meant natural sleep. And in verse 14, "So then He told them more plainly, 'Lazarus is dead, and for your sake I am glad I was not there, so that you may believe, but let us go to him.'" So this was all set up so that Lazarus' death and resurrection, his raising from the dead out of the grave, would make people believe in Jesus, that Jesus was God. No one can raise anyone from the dead unless they are God, let me tell you. Only the great God of heaven can raise up the one who they created. And so Jesus comforts the sisters. They finally arrive, and they're crying, and Martha said to Jesus in verse 21, "If you had been here, my brother would have not died. But I know that even now, God will give you whatever you ask." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha answered, "I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this?" "Yes, Lord. I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who is come into the world." After she had said this, in verse 28, she went back and called her sister Mary aside. "The teacher is here, and he is asking for you." So when she came out, she was emotional, and she was crying, and all the people were crying. And in verse 35, Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, "See how he loved him." And then I want to go on for time's sake, because I want to give you some steps to how to overcome your hurt today. So I want to go to verse 43. Jesus had told them in the earlier verses, "Roll away the stone." And the sisters had said, "He has been dead for 3 days. and the stench is going to be terrible. Don't open it. And he said, open it. And when he had said this, Jesus called out in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. The dead man came out, his hands and his feet wrapped with strips of linen and the cloth around his face. Jesus said to them, take off the grave clothes and let him go. Oh, this should give you hope. If you've lost a loved one and they were a Christian, this should jump your heart for joy, knowing that we serve the living God, the one true God that raises people from the dead. You know, in John 14, Jesus said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and bring you there to myself. Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful understanding. So the first thing I want you to understand is just because those people may be lying in a casket or maybe consumed by fire or whatever, I'm just telling you that those people are not in that body. Their spirit, if they're a Christian, they are an eternal being and they are in heaven with Jesus immediately. And so that brings us great hope. And of course, I know there's loneliness and sadness because we love them so much. But remember what Jesus said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. There is no other place that you can get eternal life like Jesus gives. There's no other place. There's no one that's ever said they could give eternal life. Jesus is the only one. He's the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes unto the Father except by him. And so Jesus explained this in John 11. You'll have to go back and read it, but it gives me great joy. I'll tell you why. When I was a young boy, we had a terrible death in our family, and it was my cousin Mark. He was 17, I was 18, and my brother was 16. And we were great friends. He had been over our house for a couple of days and nights, and he was going home, and he got in his car, and he was in a terrible car accident, and he was killed. And that 17-year-old boy, I never got to see him again. I was 18. I've lived all these years. But I have a hope in heaven to see him again. And I'm so thankful he was a Christian. I'm so thankful that I'm a Christian. I'm so thankful my family are saved and they're Christians. We have the hope of the world living in us. God lives in us through Jesus Christ. And he's saying to you, I know you're hurting, child. I love you so much. Take heart, for your loved one is with me in heaven. Number two, we have got to depend on God for our broken heart. I know that this is so hard to do. I've gone through it where it's been so tough. I mean, you know, it's really tough when you've lost a loved one that you love so much. But here's how I was able to do it and get over some of this hurt. And of course, I've lost my dad and all my grandparents are gone. And my brother, who was younger than me, died of pneumonia in the hospital. But it's an uplifting thing I'm trying to tell you today. I'm not without hope. You're not without hope. You know for sure that they were a Christian. You are fine because you're going to see them again. The real question is, are you a Christian? Are you dedicated to the Lord? Have you made an acceptance as Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior by faith in him? If you have, then you have nothing to worry about. And of course, God loves you so much that he gave his only son. How much love do you have to give your only begotten son? And of course, he created eternal life. And if you have a hurt heart, Jesus is our peace. He is called the Prince of Peace in Isaiah 9. 700 years before Jesus arrived on earth for his ministry, the prophet Isaiah prophesied that Jesus Christ would be our peace. Isaiah 9 is amazing. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Almighty God, Prince of Peace. And that should jump your heart again, knowing that he brings the peace and the comfort to you. And here's a good verse for that, 2 Corinthians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction. Jesus Christ knew about affliction. He was murdered. He was beaten. He had thorns in his crown that they had put around his head. They had lashed him, beat him with a whip with glass and metal in it, 30 lashes almost unto death. He had to carry his cross to the hill, and they crucified, put nails in his hands, nails in his feet, and his blood came down in gushing blood all over his body for my sin and for your sin. And because of what he did on the cross, I have eternal life, and you do too. What great love. He knows what you're going through. He comforts us in our affliction. And Jesus said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. The Bible is clear in many parts of it. I'm going to give you Deuteronomy 31:6. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified for them. For the Lord your God goes with you wherever you go. He will never leave you nor forsake you. When I was going through so much hurt over my young cousin passing away, I went through all the stages. The sadness, the hurt, the shock, the disbelief. It was hard. And I've been through a lot of those, and I know you have too. You may have lost a son or a daughter or a grandson or granddaughter or whoever, a mom and dad, brother or sister, aunt or uncle, your best friend, your spouse. I don't know who you've lost. I have tears for you. I understand. But I do understand that the loving kindness of the Father who died on a cross for me and you so that we could have eternal life, and they can too. But here's some of the things that I did during this time when I was hurting so bad. I knew years later my brother died of pneumonia in the hospital, and he was in a coma for many, many weeks. He was only 44. I was 11 years older than him, and I prayed as hard as I could, and it was his time to go. God has the sovereign word. We pray and we believe in Jesus' name that everyone can be healed, and you are healed until it's your time to go home. Let me tell you something. You will be healed over and over and over again until it's your time to come home. Here's some of the ways you can cope with death and grief. Go to church every time the doors open. Let me tell you something. Fellowship and hearing the Word. Read the Bible for inspiration and meditate on the Word of God. Focus on Bible verses that pertain to God's comfort, His strength, eternal life, and the things that will give you peace about what's happened. And I want to say something to you. Don't take on guilt about what you should have done or could have done or should have done or haven't done and all this stuff. A person came to me and they were very upset because they said their loved one died and they felt like it was their fault because they went to the wrong hospital. Listen to me. You are not in charge of that. You may have wanted them to get to that hospital, but God has the last word. And if they got to a hospital, you don't know for sure either way. There is no guilt. If you tried your best, let me tell you something. There is no condemnation now in that situation. Don't take on guilt from the devil. Satan will try to trick you and make you depressed that you could have done this or you should have done this or you should have taken him to a doctor somewhere else or something. Don't believe that. God is strong enough to keep them alive with even out the doctors, but we know that doctors were made so that we can go to doctors and get better. God has made a way through people, through science. We believe in all that, but listen, the great physician decides when we're coming home. Don't take that yoke upon your back. Get rid of that guilt. Now, get together with loved ones and friends and share great memories of these people that you love. Celebrate their life. Celebrate the memories. Remember them during the holidays. Get together with those closest to your loved one who are family or friends. So many people replaced the people that I lost. When I lost those people, their mission was over. I had to live again. I had to be a torch, a good legacy for the people that needed me. I couldn't be wallowing around in my pity and my sorrow over this. You know, my dad passed away and my mom became a much more important treasure to all of us. My dad's sister became very important because she loved him so much, and we were all together for years at events and weddings and more. Be in daily prayer to God. Ask Him to heal your heart. Keep serving God and know if you are still here, you have a great purpose. And I'm going to challenge you with this last thing today. You become that person. I know that if you've lost them, that they were so important, they must have been great. You become that great person in the Lord, and you carry that torch onward and upward for your sons and daughters, for your aunts and uncles, for your grandma and grandpa, for your children, for your great-grandchildren, for everybody in your pathway. You become that person that's filled with the Holy Spirit, that's filled with the light of God, that strength and that confidence of a healed heart. And when they see that you could walk through the fire of losing somebody so close to you because not of your strength, but because of what Christ has done in your life, then they will want what you have because they know the joy and the peace and the love of God lives inside of you because of your relationship with Jesus Christ. Man, I hope this has helped you today. I love you so much in the Lord, and this ministry loves you. Thank you for your gifts to our ministry, and thank you for your prayers for this ministry. We have one mission, to take the Word of God around the world and to encourage and inspire others. If you want to be part of our ministry, just go to encouragingmoments.com, go to the donate button and start helping us to just spread the gospel and the good news of Jesus Christ. This is a crucial time for this ministry, and all your dollars are really pushed out so that we can take this message of love around the world. Well, let me pray for you. Dear Heavenly Father, I just pray for that person who may have lost someone dear to them. And I know it hurts, Father, but I know that you're the God of all comfort, like you say in Scriptures. You died for our sins. You gave us the hope of heaven. You sealed us. You've written our name in the book of life. And those Christians that have gone before us in the book of life, you've guaranteed us a place in heaven. Dear Father, I just pray that you will heal their broken heart, fill their heart with the comfort that only you can give. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, I love you in the Lord. Until next time, be encouraged.
For more Encouraging Moments, go to encouragingmoments.com or on Facebook at Encouraging Moments with Bobby Williams.